नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय. So we are continuing in our reading of this Sanat Kumar Samhita with a very nice segment. Actually, all these we could call it sections which Lord Sadashiva addresses are really very, very important. They're very brief, but full of so much content and wisdom that it's just very amazing to hear this. So, after Krishna has given his darshan to Sadashiva and spoken about some secrets, Lord Krishna says, Sadashiva, you can ask me now a question. And Sadashiva says, O best of sages, then he addresses Narada Muni, then I said to Lord Krishna, how can one attain you? Please tell me the way. Upon hearing this, Lord Krishna said to me, O Shiva, you have spoken well. In other words, he says, what a good question. I will tell you now a great secret, which you should carefully conceal. Don't tell it to just anyone, O sinless one. A person who, renouncing all else, once surrenders to me in Tushi Radha and worships us the way the gopis worship us, attains us. No one else attains us. O Shiva, a person who surrenders to me but not to my beloved never attains me. This I tell you. A person who once surrenders to Radharani and tells her, I am yours, attains me also without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. Please let us now turn to Radharani. Let us fold our hands and let us say, Tavasmiti.
Tavasmiti.
This means, I am yours.
I am yours.
And so you will now attain Radha and Krishna. There is no doubt. Therefore, O Shiva, a person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved. In this way, one becomes dear to me. I have spoken to you a very great secret. O Shiva, please conceal this with great care. You should take shelter of my beloved Radha, chant my two mantras, and always stay in my abode. So, this is the secret of all secrets. Take shelter of Radharani, chant these two mantras, cling Gopi Jana Valabha Sharanam Sharano Papatye. That is the one mantra. And I want to be sure that I do not tell you something which is not. No, it is Gopi Jana Valaba Chadano Shadanam Prapatye. But there is the beach mantra, and this you should get from your spiritual master, not through the internet or the MP3 recording. And the other is Namo Gopi Jana Valabhabhyam. Also, these mantras are brought alive by the powerful beach mantras, and this you need to get in a personal initiation into these mantras. But chant these two mantras and always stay in Vrindavan. Lord Sadashiva said, after speaking these words, Lord Krishna, who is an ocean of mercy, spoke these two mantras in my right ear. Then he taught me the various sanskaras. These sanskaras have been also explained. The name is yagyas, different ceremonies, and so on. They have been explained earlier. O wise Brahmana, then the Lord and his company suddenly disappeared. Since then I have always stayed in Vrindavan. You can imagine Lord Krishna there with the gopis. They are laughing, and Sadashiva gets this beautiful darshan of Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna and the gopis suddenly disappear. But we know that Krishna has one problem. He can't disappear completely. What stays on is the beautiful fragrance from his beautiful body. And that drives the sadaka mad. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He is somewhere here. Shinarada said, O my dear spiritual master, you have answered my question with all completeness. Now I wish to hear about the path of spiritual love, the best of all paths. The Sanskrit word is bhava margam. Margam means path, and bhava means the deep emotions of love. And then Lord Sadashiva says, O Brahmana, who wishes the welfare of all, I know you asked for other people. I will tell you now a great secret. Please hear this from me. O best of sages, Lord Hari, his servants, his friends, his parents, and his gopi beloveds are all eternal. They all have the same transcendental virtues. Lord Krishna's eternal pastimes in the spiritual world of Vrindavan are exactly like his manifested pastimes in earthly Vrindavan, as described in the Puranas. In the spiritual world of Vrindavan, there's the same coming and going to the forest and village of Braj, the same herding of the cows and the same friends. Only the killing of the demon is absent. So Krishna is active when he appears in the Prakat Vrindavan, and everything is which he does is there in the Aprakat, the eternal Vrindavan, with one exception, and that is the demons cannot come there. So there is no demon killing pastimes. We hear in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that there are some pastimes with Keshi, But Keshi is in this pastime not attacking the Lord, but he is bound in the back door of Krishna's courtyard. And sometimes Krishna invites his cowherd boyfriends on the back of Keshi, and then Keshi jumps very high in the air and goes hee, it jumps, really flies, and the boys laugh and they gallop here and there and everywhere. And also Kaliya is there, and Krishna rides on Kaliya. Krishna has a very special taste in different carriers. One is Garuda, an eagle, but Krishna sometimes is also carried by Kaliya. He comes riding on a snake. Wonderful, isn't it? So you can see these act as servants, because everyone serves there. They don't act as demons who are angry. So I will come to the end. Thinking of him as their paramour, with hidden love, the gopis please their beloved Krishna. One should think of oneself as a beautiful young gopi girl, expert in various arts, pleasing to Lord Krishna, reluctant to directly enjoy with Lord Krishna, even if he were personally to invite you. So now the Baba Mark, the path of ecstatic devotional service, is revealed. And it's very interesting that it is described, the associates of Krishna are described, and how they relate to Krishna, like the cowherd boys, the servants, his friends, his parents. For instance, Krishna's servants, they say like this, oh, quickly wash the yellow dhoti. Oh, get the shoes ready. Oh, cook something, because now the sun is sinking down in the evening. Soon our master will return. So the Baba Mark means that you study these moods, how they are now, you know, anxiously looking towards the west, and they will tell each other, wow, the dust cloud is there, raised from the hooves of the cows, and do you hear? Just hear very carefully. What? I can't hear. No, hear the sound of the flute, you know. And this is how, on the Baba Mark, the devotee then thinks, wow, my Lord Krishna is coming. What can I do as a service? And then according to your relationship, like if you are a servant, you think of washing the dhoti and other things. Quickly drying it is very quickly dry, because the breeze in Vrindavan also wants to serve the dhoti of Krishna, so it's very quickly dry. No problem. Not like in Jagannath Puri, where you wait a whole day until your shirt is dry. because it's so humid. No. So, but the highest secret here is given in the relationship of Madhurya Ras, where one thinks of himself as a follower of Sri Radha, always devoted to her service, more affectionate even to Sri Radha than to Lord Krishna himself. Every day carefully and affectionately one arranges the meeting of Sri Radha Krishna and becomes happy to see them pleased by one's service. Thinking of oneself in this way, one should serve Sri Radha Krishna from the early morning of Brahma Muhurta to the end of night. So Narada Muni hears about this Baba Mark, where one follows in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. I mean, follows, not in the footsteps, one follows her as one's exclusive shelter and becomes a servant of Radharani, a direct servant, and through this mood walks through the forest of Vrindavan looking for Krishna. In this mood, which the followers of Radha have, one sings all day and all night the names of Krishna and searches for Krishna in Vrindavan. This way, the greatest secret is revealed, but not entirely. The rest of the Sanat Kumar Sanghita is very, very nectarine. Srinarada asks, "I wish to do this service, but I need to hear the daily pastimes of Lord Hari. How can they who do not know these pastimes serve Lord Hari in their hearts?" If you wish to meditate on the Bhava Marga, you have to know what Krishna does and what he needs. So when Lord Sharashiva hears this question, he does something very surprising. He says, "I don't know anything about this." Obviously, he knows everything about it. He is sitting on the bank of the Yamuna. He has been willing to speak about everything up to this point. "I don't know about these pastimes. I can't give you any information. They are very, very secret." Now tomorrow we will see if this is the end of the Sanat Kumar Samhita, or will we maybe hear about the pastimes of Lord Hari in another way. Those who are in this lecture now look eagerly into this book, and maybe we will hear about some pastimes. Up till now, we only know Sarashiva closes his lips, not willing to speak about it. Even the ocean now starts to become very loud for our listeners. We will just open the door so that you can hear how loud the ocean is.
We can see the ocean wants to also know. He is so eager, he's almost flowing to the guest house to get to know this information. But the lecture ends here. What can we do? Tomorrow, maybe the ocean will be an ecstasy. De de si ra de Shalom.